Welcome to Todorigawa Bookmakers at todorigawabookmakers.podbean.com. Thanks for dropping by and listening to me again. In the last couple of days, I have sewed 4 books. 3 are blank notebooks, and one was a Japanese-style binding of a unfinished novel. The novel is about 50 pages long, but I wanted to read it and make editing marks on it and whatnot, and I decided I'd try a Japanese-style binding called Yotsume Toji, which is means 4, but I used 5 holes instead of 4. But the other thing I did that I hadn't done before is, in Japanese binding, with the Yotsume Toji or other kinds, you drill 2 extra holes. There's 2 extra holes, and in those holes, you put a twisted up piece of paper. Usually this paper is not really thick. It's a fine piece of paper. You twist it, and then you put it in the hole, and then some people glue the remainder, the part that's left out of the hole. Some people glue it, and some people hammer it down. Some people cut it off and then hammer it down. And then at the corners, at the top and the bottom of the inside, the left side, the side that you don't want to open, you put some paper on the edges, on the very corners, and this is called kadokami. Kadokami actually means corner paper. You glue it on, and that helps support both of these, both the paper that you twist up and the kadokami, help support and keep the book spine in line. And interesting enough, the paper that you twist up, that's called koyori no kami, which is also used for cleaning ears. So sometimes it's called mimikami, but not very often. Mimikami means ear paper. And I was looking online for koyori no kami, which means koyori paper, and the first one I found was Grandma's ear cleaning paper. Anyway, you twist it up, put it in the hole, cut it off or glue it, and then you're all set. And this is the first time I've done that. Usually I just sew the 4 holes to make a Japanese-style Yotsume Toji binding. Anyway, here comes the drama. Thanks for coming by. If you drop off at the website at todorigawabookmakers.podbean.com, there will be a link to a short movie I made of me sewing 6 signatures in 22 seconds. Believe it or not, this is a speeded-up version of the real thing. Thanks for dropping by. Enjoy the drama. See you next time.
I went to my neighbor Baker, and I watched him work because he has a big window and I can watch him work. And he was putting glaze on a glazed donut. He had maybe 5 trays, maybe 60, 70 donuts, and he was putting glaze on all of them. He'd pick one up, dip it upside down into the glaze, and then put it on another tray. And he did this over and over again with 2 hands. Grab, dip, put on the tray. Grab, dip, put on the tray. And I thought, that must be pretty boring to do the same thing over and over again, and he has to do it every day. And it takes him, I guess it was probably took him 20, 30 minutes, maybe more, maybe less, something like that. I didn't watch the entire thing. I wanted to eat one of the glazed donuts. And I thought, repetition can be really boring sometimes. I wonder how many people like to get into that kind of repetition and it finds them getting sort of a zen spot. But I don't know, same thing over and over again. That's why I like to try new things occasionally. Not occasionally, at least once a month I like to try new things. Todorigawa Bookmakers, how can you be helped?
Hi, I have a Breaking Bad fanzine that I'd like to put out, and I've got a bunch of copies that I need to be bound up into a nice, simple, but effective cover. Can you do that for me? Just simple.
We can make a cover for you, and we can bind them. How many zines do you have?
Well, right now I have 1,000. I have 1,000 Breaking Bad fanzines, and they're all in pieces, and I don't want to staple them. I want to have some sort of Japanese or Chinese or some exotic kind of binding.
That is one of our specialties. We can make that, but 1,000 copies of a fanzine, that's going to cost quite a bit.
Yeah, I know it's going to cost. It took me a long time to draw each panel by hand.
You drew each panel of the fanzine, 1,000 fanzines? You drew each panel? separately by yourself? This isn't copied off a Xerox machine?
Oh, no. We don't want to use a Xerox machine. These are all handmade. Every frame, every corner, every word, every word.
Wow. Yeah, I gotta see that. Why don't you come over and we can talk? We can talk some sort of cooperation deal where you can get those out soon. But 1,000 is going to take quite a bit of time to finish.
Oh, it's okay. We have plenty of time. It's a fanzine. It doesn't have to come out every Monday. It's just once in a while. All right? Can you handle that?
We certainly can, and thanks for calling. Wow, this will be a new experience. 1,000 fanzines, all hand-drawn. This is like going back before Gutenberg was alive.
Great.